On more.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg starting the week with a maximum of 25 degrees, eMalahleni up to 23, and Mpumalanga a high of 22.
A very serious collision in Pretoria. It's on the N4 westbound at Simon Fulmerton on-ramp. I have been informed that it possibly is a pedestrian collision and there is queuing traffic there.
In your sport, Charles Leclerc wins the Italian Grand Prix and Coco Gauff joins Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz on the US Open scrap heap.
It's the Monday morning after also a deadly weekend on the country's roads. In Limpopo, 5 people died in the second deadly cross-border bus crash in the province in less than a week.
This gives rise to the suspicion that these drivers do not get enough rest before undertaking these long journeys.
Spokesperson for the Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety, Puti Lekhanyane, says the bus was reportedly travelling from Johannesburg and was on its way to Zimbabwe when it overturned on the N1 North outside Mokopane late yesterday afternoon. Scores of other passengers were also injured and taken to nearby hospitals. Last week, 10 Zimbabwe nationals were killed in a bus crash outside Makadu. In KwaZulu-Natal, 21 people died on the roads over the weekend. This includes 6 members of the Mkhonto we Sizwe party who died when the taxi they were travelling in was in a crash and caught fire near Nkandla on Saturday.
Working closer with SAPS, working closer as a Department of Transport, will be visiting certain families who were involved in the Nkandla accident.
The KZN MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Sibuni Suduma, says he fears that the high number of road accidents could have a negative impact on tourism to KwaZulu-Natal. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. When it comes to our money matters, the start of a new season, a new month, and that also brings with it the two-pot retirement system that's officially taken effect. New legislation provides for pension fund members to now be able to access a portion of their funds before retirement. But Neil Roots from Debt Rescue South Africa says South Africans don't understand and appreciate the consequences associated with this system.
Because when you take money out of your pension fund now, what is going to happen one day when you reach that stage, when you retire, you're not able to generate more income?
More on our news blog. In international news in Australia, a woman has died, and that was when wild storms uprooted a tree which fell on a cabin, killing her instantly. Schools have been closed and tens of thousands of people are without electricity after the violent storms hit the eastern parts of Australia. It's feared that the worst of the massive cold fronts will be felt in the densely populated areas of Sydney today. And in the UK, a private school in London is opening the country's first classroom taught by artificial intelligence instead of human teachers. The students will learn using a mixture of artificial intelligence platforms on their computers and virtual reality headsets. Supporters of the idea say the technology allows for precise, bespoke learning because the platforms will identify the students' strong and weak points and adapt the lesson accordingly. But critics argue AI teaching will lead to a soulless, bleak future. I'm Gerda de Suzanne en jou hoofnuus. 5 mense is dood in 'n tweede busongeluk in Limpopo in 'n week.
On behalf of all the teachers listening, I take offense on your behalf. Good luck with that robot. Good luck, my friend.
You know, I don't want to ever be in a classroom where there are no teachers. I wouldn't be able to.
I understand, and I have friends as well that also have the argument, my child is a little bit different to the rest, so the teacher needs to adapt. So now there are 20 kids in the class. The teacher now needs to figure out what each one's quirk is and special way of learning and what are their triggers and the this and the that and the that. So now humans can't do that. One human can't do that. Now they're going to get a robot to do that. But what happens when you start working? Are those people going to go into a workplace feeling entitled to a boss who then needs to treat that person? So that person's not the morning person. That person likes it when you do it.